of vacation lodging, including cabins, cottages, chalets, condominiums, houses, individual rooms for periods of less than 90 continuous days, is subject to Tennessee sales tax at the rate of 7% of the rental, including all fees imposed.
That's probably generous.
So they have some type of 7% tax on top that's different then. So that's how they've come to something there. So, no, that's good to know.
BMA investments, we got it's BOE 317, 319, and 320.
Yes, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization. I was just giving you a call about your appeal. We will try calling you back here in a little bit. Bye. BOE number 321.
John, did we have this before? Cassie Mills.
You said it right. Did you say Kazee Mills? Man, you are.
Which one is that?
It is BOE 321. That's 125 Alden Ridge Lane. Did we get a BOE last year?
I don't see the pages.
No.
What is this?
It has no BOE history.
Okay.
The next one down.
Is this evaluation?
10?
Looks like he added something.
321 is an index increase.
It was from 90,474 to 102,280.
This is probably
that's
one of Kenny's.
That's an index increase.
Is it an index?
Mm-hmm. And it went up 13.03%.
And he says he bought it for 21,000 in 2015.
Is this one Kenny's inspected or somebody?
Not that I have seen, no.
Maybe they can bring a picture of it up.
Have you inspected this one out at C Mills? Is this it? Is that where he is?
Do I?
Yeah. BOE number 321.
You talked to
125 Alden Ridge.
I didn't.
Have you been out there?
I think this is a different guy.
Well, I remember the Paulson truck.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Paulson.
Yeah, no, this is Naomi Store. Mr. Paulson passed away. This is a trust account.
Okay. This is Jeff Reynolds from the Board of Equalization, and we had an appeal on here.
Yeah.
Are you the person that we're supposed to talk to?
Yes, sir, because I pay the taxes, I get the insurance, and I live there. I've been there for 10 years.
Awesome. Very good. So can you, and we're looking at your appeal here, do you want to share with us what you're requesting and what your basis is?
Well, my request is because the house is not a stick-built house, and I do not have a cement foundation, and it's not what you call new. In fact, it's not he bought it in 05, but the house itself was much older than that. And the house was already been well used.
I see.
The only thing he did was put a big deck on it.
Okay. How old is the house?
Well, I would say that house is about 20, 25 years old, older than that. I don't know. It was at least, I'd say it was over 25 years old.
The house says 2006.
We have that the house says 2006.
That's when he bought it.
But the year built is not.
Yes. No, it wasn't built. That's when he put the deck on and all that on. No. He put that on then, at the when he bought it. He put the deck and he put the storage shed, and the well house was already there. And let's see, the storage shed and the house itself. And he put a big deck on the house. That's what he did.
Back then.
But there's no cement foundation. In fact, if it had a hurricane, it would go. It would fly away.
I am very happy to tell you we will not have a hurricane. But
tornado.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But so I hear so it's a mobile home.
Yeah.
That has a deck added on to it.
Yeah, plus a new shed.
Okay. That's and we had yawn. The taxes have been, I believe, $90,000. I mean, this is the appraised value here. But it did get raised in 2018 to $90,472. And across the board, the county did an index increase of, different percents. Yours is 13-something percent. So, did the county have that it was a concrete foundation?
Do what?
I don't know whether the county did or not, but I can tell you it is not. It definitely, there is no.
They're
can
pulling
take you
the
downstairs.
Actual card.
There is nothing but dirt and rock. They put miniature rock, or what do you call it, rock, underneath the house. That's it. There's to put a cement foundation would be at least $20,000.
Gotcha. And you paid and the gentleman who, Mr. Paulson, paid $21,000 back in 2005.
Right. And put a deck on it. A big deck on it. That's what made it so nice. And in the view, of course. I had it appraised at $69,000-$70,000.
When?
And then, that was 5 years ago. But right now, I would say I could get 80 for it, and if I did, I'd be doing good because of the fact that there is no foundation.
How many acres do you have?
One little bit over one. It's over about one and a half. Then you go right down to the.
That's what we had it last year was reasonable.
Do you said this was just an index increase, or
for this year? Yes.
I beg your pardon?
Well, we're looking at it just to see if it's an index increase or why it got increased.
But I didn't know they even put it for 90 because I know I couldn't probably get an audit with no foundation. And it being a mobile home and an old one at that.
We changed this to a residence from a double wide because the owner asked us to for insurance purposes.
Right. Well, this.
But the view and the deck is what makes it worth something.
The view, oh, okay.
Well, I have no doubt that a mobile with that kind of stuff around it would be more in the realm of 90. If you had an appraisal done 5 years ago of $69,500.
No, and that's what they told me it was worth in about 5 years ago.
Right.
But that was because it's that old inside. But I've had it painted inside and everything like that. But I just haven't put any, what you call money into it. But I have painted it inside and out.
Understand.
I make a motion that we change it back to the 2020 value of $90,472.
Can I ask
would
why?
You please? At least if I could get that for it, I would sell in a heartbeat.
Well, that's what was asked on your card, correct?
Yeah, that's what it was.
What's the discussion?
Yeah. I'd like to know why you're going back on, I mean, we actually have to do a job at some point. And you're just going in, even the homeowner asked us to come out and reclassify it because they wanted better insurance rates, and we did so.
And there's lots of mobile homes that do that. Lots of mobile homes that are in the residential. It's a mobile home. I've been in that particular area, and I understand a lot of homes have appreciated. I do not think that those homes in there have appreciated if they're in just a rough spot like that, and having a rock foundation like that is almost worse than having any, just because of the. We're the BOE here. We hear the cases and we make a judgment. It's not stating that you're not doing a job out there. So.
Right. And that's on my little income, so. Which is Social Security. So there you go. But that's the house to me, or to me to maintain. I don't get it even when I pass, if I leave or pass away, I don't get it anyway. It goes to his daughter and grand stepdaughters.
But the question is this doesn't go to me at all.
I have a motion on the table. If someone else wants to make another motion, we have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. Ma'am, we're going to move it back to the valuation that you had it last year, okay?
Okay. Would you please do that? If I can get $90,000, I'm selling. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I mean, mobile homes was...
They tend to depreciate.
I bet if we walked through it, there'd be some serious functional obsolescence to it. We have Home Depot here. Do we want to address Home Depot?
Have you guys heard from Home Depot at all?
I have. Go ahead. You know, just go ahead and make your own numbers because there's no point to me. Just go ahead and make your decisions.
Susan, what is the Home Depot thing?
They want their value to be $5,610,000. And we have it on at $6,891,293.
What was it last year?
$4,000,000.